Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody is doing well and are ready for a new day. I'm still on my topic of covering that is made between us and God, us and the truth, because we, as human beings, from the fall, we have a lot of things we bring with us. We are infected with many things, but God is working on our lives. He's molding us, and as it's written, we go from light to light until it's broad daylight. We want to get rid of the dark. We want to get rid of all the covering, everything between us. Because it's a song that says, nothing between my soul and my Savior. And that's our goal. But history shows us that men always fall back on traditions, rituals, and what I call covering. We make a religious cover, and we make that God, and then we really miss who God really is. And the reasons why we can make these kinds of coverings is because we really set things higher in our life than the Word of God, and can be things close to us. What we love, our longing, and then surely you have family, you have things close to you. You have the story about Lot's wife. She turned around to look when God put Sodom and Gomorrah on fire. And was it because she longed for that place? Or was it because there was something in her heart that she had family but there were something her heart was close to? And that's, then she ended up being not obedient to God. And also, where you belong, you have groups you belong to, you feel home with, and you don't want to be an outcast, to be different. It can be hard. And also reputation, and it could be because of fear. You have fear of men, and money and power. There's a lot of things. Our life can be occupied with that's not as important. God has to reveal himself, and as in the beginning for Abel, he got a revelation. It was unveiled for him what the answer was, the road, the way back to God. But Cain, he tried to offer, you know, the fruits of the ground, something just out of his own heart and what he thought was important. That has been the story of mankind since then. And when you come to Nimrod, the building of the Tower of Babel, we can read that they wanted control in the spiritual realm, but they wanted to do it their own way. And you see in Genesis 11 there, verse 4, they said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower that reaches to the heavens, so we can make our name for ourselves. Otherwise, we will be scattered over the face of the whole earth. So they wanted to reach into heaven. They wanted to reach up to God, but on their own terms, in their own way. But God always works outside the camps, as it's written in Hebrews 13. Jesus, he suffered outside the city gate to make the people holy through his own blood. So let us go outside the camp bearing the disgrace he bore. That's the way. He never comes and fulfills his word through large established groups or systems. It's individual. You have to come outside the camp and meet him for real. You have also the story of the golden calf. Imagine that they when Moses were up in the mountain meeting God, they gathered around this golden calf and they said, "Let us worship the God who brought us out of Egypt." It's hard to imagine, but everything they have brought with them from the Gentiles, the Egyptians, you know, 400 years. And they didn't know God, really. So they had this, what I call a cover. They couldn't see who he really was. And the challenge through the desert era when they went out from Egypt, the challenging was the people surrounding them with idolatry. And also when they came into the land, that continued. And even after Solomon's days, when the two kingdoms, the kingdoms, Israel was divided. Jeroboam, he built two golden calves. And he was afraid that the people were going to go up to Jerusalem and unite with the king there. So he made it easier for the people. And he said, we can read it in 1 Kings 12. 1 Kings 12, 26 to 30. Jeroboam said to himself, "The kingdom will now likely revert to the house of David." That was it. He was afraid of that. "If these people go up to offer sacrifices of the Lord at the Lord's house in Jerusalem, their hearts will turn back to the Lord." So he had really not a good thought behind everything here. He just wanted power. And 28, "After seeking advice, the king made two golden calves, and he said to people, 'You have gone up to Jerusalem long enough. Here are your gods, Israel, who brought you up out of Egypt.'" So he set one up in Bethel and the other in Dan. So he made it easy for the people, but he portrayed it like, "This is the God who brought you out of Egypt." And when you read before they were captured and taken to Babylon, in Ezekiel, they were standing in the temple of the Lord, worshiping to the east, worshiping the sun, the gods of Babylon. So they got what they wished. God brought them to Babylon. And when Jesus was going to come, God had to send someone to remove all the religious and false coverings they were hiding behind. You know, that it's a quite a story. But you see, prophets were sent with a clear message from God. But you know, they couldn't stand it. They hated them. They killed them. But something had to happen before Jesus was going to come. And John the Baptist, he came to level the mountains and raise the valleys. And that's the same as the coverings, really. All the things that they have built up around the Word of God, that's not necessary. They just made it difficult for people to walk with the Lord. And after Jesus was gone, also we have another example I want to mention, how people really fear the real thing, but at the same time, there's something good about it that they cannot deny. But really, is it worth the price they have to pay for it? But it's in Acts 5:12. And through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done among the people. And they were all in one accord in Solomon's porch. Yet none of the rest dared to join them, but the people esteemed them highly, and believers were increasingly added to the Lord. So there was, the people esteemed them highly, but they said they didn't dare to join them. And why? I think people want something real, but when they see the real thing, they know it's a price to pay. It's your life. And it was a lot of powerful things that happens in the start there by the apostles' hands, Peter and Paul, it's really the age of the beast of a lion that really spread throughout the world. But when we read in Acts 20, Paul, he saw something that was coming. Acts 20, he said in verse 29, I know that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock. And what was it that they brought? Because history tells that he had rights. And it was, to say it short, the Catholic spirit. It's the same spirit as it was in Babylon. They came and brought in all kinds of things they used just for power and to keep the people in bondage. And truth after truth, baptism in the Holy Ghost, the freedom of people just were plucked away. And a deep, large cover was covering the people, what we call the Dark Ages. But God has a plan, and He has laid it out plainly for us through, when you read about the four horsemen. The colors of the horses is the same spirit, the Catholic Church, first the whites, deceiving people, and then the martyrs through the red horse, and then the Catholic Dark Ages, really with the black horse, and then something started to happen around the 1300s. God started to unveil again His true word, but slowly, because people has been under the dark period for a long time. And we can read people, there were people who really had lights back then also, but people wasn't ready for it yet. But you had, like I said, from the 1300s, you had John Hus, who was burned because they translated and gave out the Bibles, and they didn't want to look at the Pope as the vicar of Christ. They were lifting up the Word of God, and they were killed for it. And when Luther came, the justice shall live by faith. That was what he came with. A lot of things, like he hated the Jews and, you know, not, a lot of things not yet restored. But slowly God is unveiling his word because he knows what we can take. And he has his way to do it. So I think I'm going to stop here now. I can continue tomorrow. For the mission is still to turn back to God fully. The shout is can still be heard. And God wants really to restore us back to having a close relationship with him and with each other. As we heard last week, you know, that is the goal God has. But it has to be you and him. I don't know if I mentioned it before, but Brother Piri, he mentioned a scripture in Hosea a while ago, and it really explains a lot. I can end with that. When God says to Israel, when they turn back to him, you will not longer call me Baal, but you will call me your husband. And that really tells people or Israel, they can think they are worshiping God, but when God looks down, you see they are really worshiping Baal, because they don't see him for who he is. They don't see him now, but they're gonna see him, and they're gonna know him. That will be a wonderful day soon to come. So may the Lord bless you today. Amen.